It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Radke and Greg Carlson.
You bet. Another Dad Joke Friday here and ready to go on a homecoming Friday. And Tracy, Greg Carlson joins us from his office at Tracy Insurance as a part of the Tracy Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Greg.
Yes, good morning, Heath. Happy Friday. Happy wear coat to work today, Friday.
A little brisk,
a little chilly out there.
Yeah. Not exactly but, what we want, but hey, nice Friday. Good homecoming day.
Should be great. Yeah, really looking forward to it. Kids are looking forward to it. I know the festivities at the school have been great and all week, and it should be another fun day here at Tracy Schools.
You bet. We'll talk more about that coming up, but it is Dad Joke Friday, so let's get right to it. Why don't you kick it off for us today?
Yeah. Well, Heath, I went to the coffee shop the other day.
Yeah.
And they had a sign that said, no Wi-Fi, pretend it's 1973.
Really?
Yeah, so I paid 10 cents for my coffee and lit a cigarette.
Yeah, there you go. Bet they didn't appreciate that so much. Oh, boy. Hey, what's the bodybuilder say when the store ran out of protein powder?
Oh, man, I don't know. What did he say?
No way.
No way. I like that. Heath, what did the Power Ranger say after being sent to the hospital?
Well, I don't know what.
It's morphine time.
Oh, boy. Love that one.
I don't know if you ever watched the Power Rangers.
Of course. But, yeah.
I caught the tail end of that craze.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, you know how people always say 60's the new 40, Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't try it. I got a speeding ticket.
Oh, that's too bad. I don't know if I told you, Heath, but I decided to learn sign language.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's surprisingly very handy.
I used to be a bookworm, Greg, and then I discovered those audiobooks on tape.
Oh, yeah, easy. Yep.
Yeah, now I'm a tapeworm.
Oh, bookworm might be a little more desirable. Oh, man. Heath, how much does a lizard weigh?
How much does a lizard weigh? I'm not sure.
Oh, it depends on the scales.
Oh, boy. I don't know if you knew this, Greg, but they found a way that they can turn cheese into medicine.
Oh, man, I'd be all for that.
Yeah, but it's being kept under wraps by Big Parma.
Oh, darn that Big Parma. You're getting me. Heath, what do you call it when one banana eats another?
Boy, I'm not sure.
Can of banana bullism.
I like that one. Oh, boy. Let's see. So what do you get when you eat onions and beans, Greg?
I could think of a couple things. I don't know what.
Tear gas.
That's probably really true. Yeah. Uh-huh. Heath, what do you call an explosive horse?
An explosive horse? I'm not sure.
Napalm.
Oh, boy.
That's Marvel.
I might be. Yeah. Oh, boy. I used to date this gal who said my face looked like the back end of a boat, Greg.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I just gave her a stern look.
Oh, I like that one, too. Heath, how do billboards communicate?
How do billboards communicate? I'm not sure.
Sign language, well, obviously.
Of course. Oh, boy. What did the meteorologist say when the Emperor of Rome asked him for the weather forecast?
The Emperor of Rome? I haven't a clue.
Hail Caesar!
It gonna rain. Oh, man. Have you met my friend, Tim?
I have not.
Yeah, he's got the heart of a lion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and a lifetime ban from the zoo.
Oh, darn. Oh, boy. Hey, I got an automated phone call that told me I'd won my choice of either 100 pounds of cash or tickets to an Elvis Presley tribute show the other day.
Okay, what'd you take?
Yeah, it said, I press one for the money, two for the show.
Oh, I like that. Heath, I don't know if you ever knew this, but what is Yoda's last name?
What is Yoda's last name? I'm not even sure.
Lehihu.
Oh, boy. I love those singing jokes. They always make me laugh.
It would be better if I could actually sing, well, but I'm terrible.
That's part of the appeal to it, too.
One of the world's worst.
There you go. I don't know. I was talking to my buddy. He said that his grandpa joined a new dating website for older folks, Greg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called Carbon Dating.
Not quite the same thing, but... yeah. Oh, man. Heath, here's one maybe for Bowden McKaylee, but why did the orange stop halfway up the hill?
Why did the orange stop halfway up the hill? I'm not sure.
Well, it ran out of juice.
Oh, of course. Oh, boy. I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of classical music, but the bass notes have been giving me a headache, so I went to the doctor.
Okay.
My doctor says it's just lower Bach pain.
Bach. Heath, did you hear about the man that was arrested after falling into farm machinery while trying to steal it?
Oh, boy. No, I hadn't heard about that one.
Yeah, he's due to be bailed next Friday.
Oh, boy. Not good. Not good.
Not good.
Hey, why should you always wear your glasses when you're doing your math homework?
Oh, I don't know why.
Because it helps with division.
Division. Oh, maybe we should stop there for okay. the day.
All right, there you go. Dad Joke Friday on the Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living in Tracy.